الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك، ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب إله رب العالمين، أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم، من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يا فاطمة، كل عين باكية يوم القيامة إلا عين بكت على مصاب الحسين، فإنها ضاحكة مستبشرة بنعيم الجنة. صلوات الله. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Says to his daughter Fatima, every eye shall tear, every eye shall weep on the day of judgment, except the eye that is tearing for the musibat of Hussein ibn Ali, for that eye shall be given glad tidings of heaven. And why not? Because this community of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhim is a dynamic community. It is a community which has got a lot of blessings and bounties from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this community has a past like Imam Hussein Alayhi Salatu Wa Salam, and it has the present and the future of Sahib al-Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu al-Sharif. The community is constantly deriving guidances from the Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhi Majma'een, and in the heart of the mu'min who has the love of Ahlul Bayt, there is a heat when they hear the name of Hussein ibn Ali. There are a few riwayats which I would like to mention today, and for the next few nights, inshallah ta'ala, I would like to discuss on the importance of ziyarat that we recite of our a'imma salamullahi alayhim. I will try and give an introduction to this ziyarat before we inshallah eventually discuss on the importance of the ziyarat and the beauty of the ziyarat that we recite every day or every Thursday or on the day of Ashura, for example. There is a riwayah of Imam Ja'far Sadiq Salamullahi Alayhim, which says irham tilka al-ayn allati jarat dumu'uha rahmatan lana. Subhanallah. You know, when a mu'min is ill, we ask another one to pray for us. Because when a mu'min prays for a mu'min, the dua is bound to be accepted. But when a ma'asum prays for a mu'min, that dua is guaranteed to be accepted. Thus we find Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq saying, Ya Allah, have mercy on that eye which tears, which cries for the musibat for us. Subhanallah. This is a dua of a ma'asum praying for us. And we, as the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, sometimes do not understand our value. We do not know what we are, simply because either we don't want to know or because we don't know. But the value of the lover of Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhi is explained by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam himself. He says, Shi'atuna minna. And this hadith is a hadith after listening to which every lover of Ahlul Bayt should be proud of himself. Shi'atuna minna. Our Shi'as are from us. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, a ma'asum Imam, is saying that. وَقَدْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ فَاضِلِ طِينَتِنَا. Subhanallah. And this Shi'a of ours have been created from the leftover soil of us. When Allah made Adam, He created all, He gathered all the soils, the good ones, the bad ones, everything. And then He derived the most purest of all and He created Adam. But when He created Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhim, you know the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Sallam. Ana wa Ali min nurin wahid. And another hadith of the Prophet which says, Awaluna Muhammad wa akhiruna Muhammad wa awsatuna Muhammad wa kulluna Muhammad. We, the brothers and sisters, lovers of Ahlul Bayt, have been created by the leftover soil of A'immat Athar. وَعُجِنُوا بِنُورِ وِلَايَتِنَا. And they have been molded by the light of our love, Ahlul Bayt. وَرَضُوا بِنَا أَئِمَّةً. And they are happy to take us as their leaders, aren't we? Whenever the month of Muharram comes, those who don't even come in Ramadan attend in Muharram. Those who stay far away come to the mosque to listen to the musibah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In Iraq, people walk from Baghdad all the way to Karbala to pay respects to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. They give away their lives to go for ziyarah. They give away everything that they own just to go and say, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Just to go and say that. وَرَضُوا بِنَا أَئِمَّةً. And they are happy to call us their leaders. وَرَضِينَ بِهِمْ شِيعَةً. Subhanallah. And he says, and we have accepted them as our followers. يُصِيبُهُمْ مَا أَصَابَنَا. Whatever inflicts us, Imam says, it pains us. It pains the Ahlul, the Shia. Whatever inflicts them, it pains the lovers. وَيَبْكِيهِمْ مُصِيبَتُنَا. And our atrocities make them cry, make them weep. They cry for our musibah. They cry for our atrocities. Whatever dhulm that the world has done upon us, the Ahlul Bayt, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt cry. وَيَحَزُنُهُمْ حُزُنُنَا. Our sadness makes them sad. وَيَسُرُّهُمْ سُرُورُنَا. And our happiness makes them happy. You must have heard a lot of Zakirin saying, Hame koi gham na de siwai ghame shabbir ke. That let us not have any sadness, any type of sadness except the sadness of Hussein ibn Ali. And when it comes to the wiladat of Hussein ibn Ali, the mu'mineen, the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, smile and create whatever happiness they create for in their heart for them. وَيَسُرُّهُمْ بِسُرُورِنَا. Now this is something which is going to make us proud to be the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. وَنَحْنُ أَيْضًا نَتَأَلَّمُ بِتَأَلُّمِهِمْ. And he says, even we feel the pain when the lovers feel the pain. When they suffer in their lives, we feel the pain. وَنَطْلَعُ عَلَىٰ أَحْوَالِهِمْ. And we have got reports and information on their state. فَهُمْ مَعْنَا. Imam Ja'far Sadiq says, these people are with us. لَا يُفَارِقُونَ. They don't separate from us. They don't leave us alone. وَنَحْنُ لَا نُفَارِقُهُمْ. And we do not separate from them. ثُمَّ قَال. And then he says, Allahu Akbar. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّ شِيَعَتَنَا. Oh Allah, this our Shias, that is we, brothers and sisters, we, because we love Ahlul Bayt and we are proud to say that. Allahumma inna shi'atana minna. They are from us. We have been created from their soil. Faman dhakara musabuna. He who talks about our musibah, wa yabki li ajlina, and cries because of us, istahallahu an yu'adhibahu bin nar. Allahu Akbar. Allah feels shy to punish such a person. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah would feel shy to punish such a person who has got the love of Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim in his heart and who cries for them. In Ziyarati Nahiya, Imam Zainul Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif says, I weep day and night. I weep blood for my grandfather Hussein ibn Ali. He says that in Ziyarat Nahiya. And this is we, us, the lovers. There are others who are not directly the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, i.e. they don't follow their creed, but they still cry on Hussein. In Allahabad, there is a group called Husseini Brahmins. Husseini Brahmins. And this was told to me, the information was given to me by Maulana Marhum Zishan Haidar Jawadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a very great alim of recent times. He said that this group exists in Allahabad even today, even now they exist. They have written this in their books, in their religious books, scriptures, that a long time ago, 150 years ago, they had a king. And these kings were supposed to be as gods to them. He went hunting with his entourage one day. And he got lost in the jungle. He got lost. He got separated from his guards, from his people, from his entourage. And then they returned back and he was still in the jungles. One day, 2 days, 3 days, nobody could find him. So they thought the king is dead. Meanwhile, the king was in the jungle praying to all the gods that he had known in his life. He prayed to each and every lord of his that he could remember. And of course, when in time of problems, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't we? Whenever a person has a difficulty, tomorrow we have an examination, Maulvi, what shall we do? Oh, recite Ziyarati Ashura, inshallah you'll pass, flying colors. Tomorrow I have a meeting, I have a dealing in my business, what shall I do? Oh, recite Ziyarati Ashura, inshallah everything will be fine. But then, when we don't have a problem, we don't have Ziyarats, we don't have nothing. We don't have du'as, we don't have nothing. Yes? So he remembered all his gods. Still, there was no salvation. So he sat down and he remembered. And this he himself quoted to his people who wrote it in the scripture. He said, okay, there is a group there calling, they cry on this person called Hussein. And they say he grants. Now let me call him. Let me see if these people are true. Let me call him as well. And with all his sincerity, he called Hussein because he wanted to go back. He said, "Ya Hussein, if you are there, come and help me and take me back to my town." Suddenly he saw someone coming on a horse. And he couldn't see from far. As he neared, he saw a person drenched in blood. Drenched in blood. And he comes to this king and says, "Did you call on me?" So the king says, "Of course, I called on the king of this group. Who are you?" He said, "The one you called, Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, I am the one. I am the one." "What do you want from me?" He says, "I am lost from my town. Can you please take me?" And he says, Imam took him to the border of his town and said, "There is your town. Go and stay with your family." The king asked in return, he said, "Ya Hussein, now you tell me, for saving my life, do you want half of my kingdom or full of my kingdom, the whole of my kingdom? What do you want?" Imam Hussein said, "If you want to give me something, then one thing I want from you. And that is, whenever the 10th of Muharram comes, sit and remember what happened to me and my family." That's it. And to date, they commemorate the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali salamullahi alayhi. These are our holy imams who have given us the guarantee of the shifa' in the day of judgment. Coming to what I need to intend to take further is that we have been taught by these holy persons a good deed is a deed that they need us to do. Visiting of a sick person is highly, highly recommended in our Sharia. Highly recommended. And it doesn't matter if it is a Muslim or a Christian or whoever it is. It doesn't matter. So long as if the person is ill, it is highly recommended for us to go and visit. It is good if we visit the person with flowers, with chocolates, with whatever we can. It is even better. And there are adabs of going to visit the sick people. Yes, there are adabs. When we go and visit the sick people, it's not that we should take a picnic hamper with us and sit there for hours and on. No, go there, sit there, give whatever you want to give, do dua, and leave the place immediately. But there is a condition attached to this. The condition is that when you visit the sick person, you visit the sick person lillahi ta'ala and not for him. Not because he is a relative of mine, or not because he is my boss, or not because he is the chairman of the community, or not because he is the secretary of the community. No. Because I am doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. Otherwise, he would be doing shirk and associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. It's a good deed. In Mount Sinai once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to Musa and he says, "Musa, why don't you feed me? Why don't you clothe me? Why don't you visit me when I'm ill?" And Musa was dumbfounded, shocked. He said, "Ya Allah, you are above all this. What do you mean?" He says, "No, Musa, you haven't understood. When a slave of mine," and he didn't say a Muslim slave, by the way, "when a slave of mine is hungry, and when you feed him, it is as if you are feeding me. When a slave of mine is naked and you clothe him, it is as if you are clothing me. When a slave of mine is ill and when you visit him, it is as if you are visiting me." Subhanallah. It's a good deed that is highly, highly, highly recommended. Keeping this in mind, and time is running, keeping this in mind, we as Muslims believe in the Holy Quran, and I've been saying this for the past 3 nights. In the Holy Quran there is an ayah. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Do not assume even for a moment that those slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are dead. No. They are alive and they get sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are killed in the way of Allah, there can be many martyrs in the world. Nobody denies that. We can have English martyrs, we can have American martyrs, we can have Iranian martyrs, we can have Iraqi martyrs, we can have all sorts of martyrs. But martyr in the name of Allah, for Allah, is a shaheed in true sense that Allah is saying. Okay? For the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is alive, he gets sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if we claim that Imam Hussein gave his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Western may have a different philosophy altogether. They say, no, he must have fought for his government or something. But then there is a Western writer by the name of Charles Dickens, and this book, the scholars have quoted in this Tears for Kufa and Sham, which I got yesterday. Charles Dickens writes, he says that if Hussein ibn Ali was fighting for worldly gains, then I do not understand one thing. Why did he take his children and his wives and his family and his sisters together with him? Why did he take them? It therefore stands for reason that he gave his life away purely to save Islam and to save the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Why should he take his children? His 4 or 5 year old daughter Sakina, his son Ali Asghar, why should he take them? Therefore, we believe, and so does the world, that Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life for the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if that is so, then we can say that because he gave his life away for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is alive by the virtue of the ayah that وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتَ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. He is alive. And brothers, if he is alive, then when I and you say assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, is it possible that Imam Hussein would not hear us? Is it possible? Can it be that Imam would not listen to our salam, whereby when we recite the ziyarat, it is there, وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ تَسْمَعْ كَلَامِي وَتَرُدُّ سَلَامِي, that we bear witness that you do listen to our salam and you answer to our salam. You give jawab. You answer to our salam. Only if we had known what merits the ziyarat has, we would have never left the graveyard of Hussein ibn Ali. Never. We would have wished to die there when we reach there. As a poet says, dil karta hai Karbala jane ke liye, wapas aane ko dil nahi karta. That for me, I feel like going to Karbala every day, but then I feel not to come back ever from there. Because that is a place where a person would not even, I don't know if I should say this because a dead person has not come alive, but it is a belief. Why not? The fishar also is not there, and it is in the riwayats that even the fishar of the qabr will not be if you are buried near Karbala, 7-10 miles radius from the grave of Hussein ibn Ali salamullahi alayhi. And if kissing of the dharih of Imam Hussein was shirk, then we call Yaqub shirk, mushrik as well, because he kissed the shirt of Yusuf and he got his eyesight back. Even Majnun, Qais, understood the meaning of kissing, and others of our brothers don't. Majnun was kissing the walls once of Medina, of the town, wherever they were. And these people came and said, Ya Majnoon anta waqi'an majnoonan. You really are Majnoon. You're kissing the walls for what? He says, look, I'm not kissing the wall because I like the wall or anything of that sort. I am kissing the wall because it is protecting Layla. That is the reason I'm kissing the wall. When we kiss the outer part of the Quran, we don't kiss that board, we kiss what is inside it. When we kiss the dharih, we are not worshipping the dharih, we are kissing the dharih for the tabarruk of holding Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam inside. It is not shirk. It is not shirk. Yes, and this is our belief, and we can tell it to everybody in this world. If we associate anybody with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are mushriks. But we are not. We are doing a good deed of visiting a sick one. Do you know? Recite one salawat, please. I heard this in a majlis somewhere, that there was a round table conference once of all the prophets, salamullahi alayhim. All the prophets had a round table conference. They passed the resolution that on the birth of each prophet and imam, we should go to their respective graveyard, resting place. For example, if it was the birth of Imam Ali, all of them would go to Imam Ali. If it is the birth of the Holy Prophet, all of them would come to the Holy Prophet. If it is the birth of Janabe Nuh, all of them would go to Janabe Nuh. And likewise, the Prophet was chairing the meeting. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was chairing the meeting and his head was down. So the Prophet asked, one of them asked, Ya Rasulallah, is this resolution okay with you? The Prophet said no. He said no. He said, I have a suggestion to make. Why don't all of us go to the resting place of Hussein ibn Ali simply because of the wounds that this man has? Because he is bleeding from every inch of his body. We don't want to give him difficulty of traveling all the way to Kufa, let's say, for example, or Najaf or Medina. Let us all go there to Hussein ibn Ali. This, when we do a good deed of visiting a sick one in this world, in Portsmouth or in Birmingham, whatever, is it not a even better deed to go and visit the grave of Hussein ibn Ali when he is so much wounded? Every inch of his body is bleeding. On the day of judgment, he shall come up like the same way he is. And he shall show the wounds to the entire world. And Allah would then do the judgment. He is so wounded. He is bleeding from every inch of his body. Thus, when we say Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, with the love of Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi alayhim, we are sure that our salam reaches there and they give us the jawab. Said one salawat, please. On the night of Ashura, when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam talked to his sahabis and his companions and said, those who would like to leave, leave. Those who would like to stay, stay. Before that, he had written a letter to Habib ibn Madahir, a childhood friend of Imam Hussein. It is mentioned in Maqatil, in the Maqtal al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned that once the Holy Prophet was passing in Medina, and he saw Habib ibn Madahir playing. He picked up the child from amongst many children. He picked him up. He held him, kissed him, put him down. The Sahabis could not understand this affection. So they asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulallah, is this boy someone special? He says, yes, he is someone special. For I have seen this boy kissing the ground tread by Hussein ibn Ali. I have seen him kissing the ground trodden by Hussein. And there will come a time when a friend in need will be a friend indeed. And he meant Karbala. Imam Hussein wrote to him. He said, Ya Habib, and he was one of the persons who wrote to Imam Hussein from Kufa when he was in Medina that please come here, we need you. Imam wrote to him, Habib, I am here and I am surrounded by the army of Yazid. Is there any way you can come for my help? Habib received the letter. It was smuggled to Kufa and he received the letter. He got the letter and he was reading the letter, kissed it and he was reading the letter, keeping it away. Some riwayats say he was having dinner and he was not in a good mood as we would see it. And his wife said, Habib, is there anything troubling you? He says, yes. I have received a letter from my Mawla Hussein which says that he is surrounded by the army of Yazid and he needs my help. The wife says, then what have you thought about it, O Habib? He says, I will go and I want to give you all the freedom in this world. Whatever you want to do after me, you can do. The wife said, I'm proud of your decision, O Habib. Please go and save the Mawla Hussein alayhi salam. He told his slave, take my horse outside Kufa and at night I shall come there. Night, in the dead of the night, he walked outside Kufa. As he was going slowly, he delayed a bit because he was naturally getting out of the eyes of the spies and the enemies. As he reached outside the gate, he saw the slave murmuring something to the horse. He went to the slave and said, O slave, what are you saying to the horse? The slave said, because you were delayed, I was saying to the horse that if my Mawla doesn't come, then you take me to Hussein ibn Ali. I will give my life here. I will give my life. You take me to Hussein ibn Ali. And I will tell Hussein ibn Ali that my Mawla was coming, but because of some unforeseeable circumstances, he could not come. Habib ibn Madahir looked at him, granted him freedom and said, oh my brother, you can now leave. He said, no Mawla, if you are going to be given the Jannah by saving Hussein ibn Ali, I want to do the same. I want to come with you to Karbala. They reached Karbala. As Hussein ibn Ali was distributing weapons, one of the weapons was left beside him and someone asked, he said, Ya Mawla, whose weapon is this? He said, it is for someone I am waiting for. It is for someone I am waiting for. As he said that, Habib ibn Madahir approached. He came to Hussein ibn Ali, kissed his forehead and said, Mawla, here I am, Mawla. When the ladies of the household heard that Habib had come from Kufa, Zainab, the daughter of Ali, such a helpless situation, she says to one of the persons, go and give my salam to Habib. Go and give my salams to Habib. The person comes and says, Zainab says, Salamu alaykum ya Habib. The moment Habib heard this, he threw his turban on the ground, he fell on the ground and he said, wah, is this the helpless situation of Binti Ali that she is sending salams to Habib ibn Madahir? Who am I to receive salams from Zainab? Who am I? He goes, an old man, he goes to Hussein ibn Ali and says, Ya Mawla, grant me permission to go and lay my life. Grant me permission. Imam Hussein looks at Habib and says, Habib, this is the expectation I had from you. Go and fight for the savior, for saving Islam. Habib ibn Madahir went and he fought gallantly. He fought, although he was an old man, but he fought. The moment he fell from the horse, every shaheed used to call on Hussein ibn Ali. I wonder who Hussein called on the day of Ashura when he fell down. He said, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. And the moment Hussein heard this, he sent Abbas and Abbas, run to the battlefield. Habib is calling on me. Habib is calling on me. When they reached there, Habib was no more. Habib was no more. Azizane Girami, حبیب ابن مظاہر ایک ایسے صحابی تھے امام حسین کے، ایک ایسے دوست تھے امام حسین کے، جن کو رسول خدا نے خود کہا تھا، حبیب ایک وقت ایسا آئے گا جب تم میرے لال حسین پر اپنی زندگی قربان کر دو گے. جب حسین گھر چکے تھے نا کوفے میں، تو خط لکھا حبیب ابن مظاہر کو، حبیب میں آ چکا ہوں کوفے میں، کربلا میں گھیر لیا ہے مجھے فوج عدا نے. بس یہ خط جب حبیب کی طرف گیا، حبیب نے خط کو دیکھ کر بوسے دیے اور پریشانی سے خاموش ہو گئے. حبیب کی زوجہ نے پوچھا، حبیب خیر ہے کیا؟ خط میں کیا لکھا ہے؟ حبیب نے کہا، ہمارے مولا حسین فوج عدا میں گھر چکے ہیں کربلا میں، صدا دے رہے ہیں حبیب آؤ میری مدد کو، آؤ حبیب آؤ میری مدد کو. زوجہ نے پوچھا، حبیب آپ نے کیا سوچا؟ حبیب نے کہا، ہاں میں جاؤں گا، ضرور جاؤں گا. حبیب کربلا پہنچے، رات کی تاریکی میں کربلا پہنچے حبیب. کربلا پہنچ کے امام حسین کے پاس گئے، اپنے امامے کو رکھا امام حسین کے قدموں پر، کہا مولا میں حاضر ہوں، حاضر ہو گیا ہوں مولا. زینب کا یہ بس سننا تھا کہ حبیب آئے ہیں، کسی کو بھیجا اور سلام کہلوایا. جب سلام کہلوایا تو حبیب ابن مظاہر ایک دم ایک مرتبہ گریا کرنے لگے اور کہا، وا مصیبتا، کیا وقت آ پڑا ہے زینب بنت علی پر کہ مجھ حبیب پر سلام بھیجتی ہیں، کیا وقت آ گیا ہے. ہاں عزیزان گرامی، امام کے پاس جاتے ہیں، حبیب کہتے ہیں، مولا مجھے اجازت دیجئے مقتل میں جانے کے لیے. مولا نے کہا، ہاں حبیب بے شک جاؤ، جاؤ مقتل میں، اپنی جان قربان کر دو دین محمدی کے لیے. حبیب جاتے ہیں، وہ لڑتے ہیں، حبیب لڑتے ہیں، مگر کب تک لڑیں گے فوج عدا کے سامنے؟ ایک مرتبہ گھوڑے سے جب گرتے ہیں، صدا دیتے ہیں، السلام علیک یا ابا عبد اللہ. میں کہوں گا مولا جب آپ یہ صدا سنتے ہیں تو بھاگ کے کربلا مقتل کی طرف جاتے ہیں، مولا عاشور کے دن کون ہوگا کہ جو آپ کی مدد کو آئے گا. ماتم حسین،
نوحہ تھا اے زینب کا،